there was one really defining moment for me when I was a political correspondent. I don't think I was covering the primaries. I wasn't covering the White House yet. And they sort of didn't know the rules. And the rules are, don't corner a politician too tightly into a corner, because you'll never get access to that politician again. But I didn't think about getting access later. I just thought about what am I trying to get today for this story? And I was in a car with a presidential candidate, and I was in the back seat sitting right next to him. And I asked him a question about some proposal he had made. And he answered it, and I said, that doesn't answer the question of where the money's going to come from to pay for it. That's a lot of money. And he said something that was kind of incoherent. I said, look, I don't mean to be rude, but that doesn't answer the question. And then he gave another answer which completely dodged it. I said, as I said, I don't mean to be rude, but you are avoiding answering this question for some reason. And he lost his temper. And he started to, like, shout at me. I was pretty shaken. I'd never been shouted at by a presidential candidate before. And I didn't think that was supposed to happen. And then the question became, can we use this on the air, or is it unfair to the candidate? And we talked about it a lot, and everybody said, it's not unfair when a candidate loses his temper over something. It's not like you insulted him. You just asked him to explain something he'd said. And we did use it. I did use that piece in the I was in the daily primary coverage. I was doing a story a day, at least, on the primary trail. And I never forgot it, because it reminded me of the illusion that the reporter and the politician are in separate spheres. I was, because I didn't know any better, because I was young and stupid. But a lot of reporters wouldn't do that to a politician, because what if that guy becomes president? I'll never get an interview again.
Mm.
But there's a certain... We remember the moments when journalists stand up to politicians, because they happen so rarely in front of us. When Dan Rather was leaning hard on Richard Nixon in the backyard of the White House, and Nixon joked, oh boy, Mr. Rather, are you running for something? And Rather said, no, sir, are you? And everybody said, oh my God, he just insulted the President of the United States with a snotty comeback. But what he was really doing was saying, don't patronize me just because I'm a reporter. Who do you think you are? You may be the President of the United States, but I'm here to do my job as well. And you just don't see journalists do that very much. And Rather was totally fearless. He didn't really care whether Richard Nixon liked him or not. And you can see it on the tape. You can see the look on Nixon's face of, I can't believe he just snapped back at me like that and asked the same question I did, but with a lot sort of tougher tone in his voice. And so those... You don't really forget those experiences. That's really my best. I mean, that was that moment where that guy lost his temper at me, and I thought,